Hey everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, and I am your host. And today we are in episode 105.4, and it is chapter 13. So welcome, and thank you for being here. As always, it's a joy to be able to read God's Word into the world. So thank you for being there with me. It's interesting. The more you read, the more you get to know God, and it seems like things kind of fall into place better. You know, you have to have an ongoing relationship with God. Open communication, you keep praying, you pour out your heart to Him, and He will reveal to you what you're supposed to be doing, or calm your spirits, or, you know, whatever it is that you're in need of in the moment. It just seems, at least that's for me, and I hope that it happens for everybody that way. As always, I'm always glad for the new listeners. If you're here, it's not by accident. God brought you to this podcast for some reason. You might have been searching for something else. I don't know. But I'm just glad that you were able to find us. Leap of Faith Podcast has been around for 2 years, and we've been faithfully reading the Word of God into the world 5 days a week. And I say we, I know it's just me by myself, but I do have a co-host on Fridays, Jeremiah, and we do it together. So we read it together. So with that said, and thank you for you ongoing longtime listeners who've been there from the very beginning. Sometimes it's hard to get the reading in for the day, and that's okay. You know, sometimes stuff happens. You know, you do the best you can. And sometimes we double up. Sometimes we don't get it posted because stuff happens on the internet. It's a bajillion different things, but we do try to get it out there. And it's not like you need me in order to read your Bible. You can open up your Bible all on your own and do it yourself. But I'm here to just help, you know, guide along. And again, we're not Bible scholars. We didn't go to seminar. We didn't, seminary, sorry. We're not pastors. We're just lay people, just like you are, reading the Word and interpreting it. And, you know, sometimes there's not a takeaway. Sometimes there is nothing. It's just reading history of what Israel went through back then. So anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then I will read you your verse of the day, and then we'll start. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today is the last day of November for 2023, and I am blessed. I'm blessed with family and friends and good health. You know, you have provided all my needs, and I am so grateful. I don't take anything for granted, anything that you have provided for me. And I know it's all yours. You just, excuse me, give it to me on loan, basically. So I'm just thankful that you have blessed me in the ways that you have. And I pray that all those who are out there have been blessed as well. We are most grateful and thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice on the cross, the blood that he shed. Lord, we are free because he took on our sin. He took it on upon himself so that we can have eternal life with you in heaven. So thank you for forgiving my sins, all of my sins. And I'm just grateful and thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for those who are out there listening, watching. I pray blessings over each and every person who you have brought to this podcast. We thank you for their just ongoing listening and diligence. And I pray that they are learning as much as as I am. I just hope that they are getting it. And I pray that they are growing in their relationship with you and their walk. Lord, I just ask you to come into this time in your Word. We love your Word. We find it absolutely precious. It is a manual for life, and it tells us exactly how we're supposed to be living our lives. So I thank you, and I pray you anoint this time in your Word, bless it, and just reveal to us what it is that you want us to learn from today. I pray for blessings over this Christmas time. people getting ready, decorating, Christmas presents, but I hope and pray that they don't lose sight of the reason why we celebrate Christmas, and that's to celebrate the birth of your son. He came to this world for one reason and one reason only, to be the sacrificial lamb, and we know that. And Lord, I pray people don't lose sight of that amongst all the stuff, all the glitter, all the lights, all the presents. There's a reason, and we are accepting your gift, the gift of your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today's Bible verse is from Isaiah. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. And that's Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He is the shepherd. He is the great shepherd. And this, to me, I believe, is talking about Jesus. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. He is gentle and loves us and gathers the sheep. He brings us in. We are his flock. And he's watching over us. It's that simple. And that is Isaiah 40:11. And I will post that to Instagram, Facebook. I try to repost it on my own Facebook page. I'll get it out there to as many places as I possibly can. So, all right, let's get into it. Today, episode 105.4. This is 1 Samuel 13. Continued war with Philistia. I'm sorry, I need my readers, or else I'm not going to read right. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 42 years. Saul selected 3,000 special troops from the army of Israel and sent the rest of the men home. He took 2,000 of the chosen men with him to Michmash, and the hill country of Bethel. The other 1,000 went with Saul's son, Jonathan, to Gibeah in the land of Benjamin. Soon after this, Jonathan attacked and defeated the garrison of Philistines at Geba. The news spread quickly among the Philistines. So Saul blew the ram's horn throughout the land, saying, "Hebrews, hear this, rise up and revolt." All Israel heard the news that Saul had destroyed the Philistine garrison at Geba and that the Philistines now hated the Israelites more than ever. So the entire Israelite army was summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines mustered a mighty army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and as many warriors as the grains of sand on the seashore. They camped at Michmash, east of Beth Avon. The men of Israel saw what a tight spot they were in, and because they were hard pressed by the enemy, they tried to hide in caves, thickets, rocks, holes, and cisterns. Some of them crossed the Jordan River and escaped into the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul's disobedience and Samuel's rebuke. Meanwhile, Saul stayed at Gilgal, and his men were trembling with fear. Saul waited there 7 days for Samuel, as Samuel had instructed him earlier, but Samuel didn't come. Saul realized that his troops were rapidly slipping away, so he demanded, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offerings," and Saul sacrificed the burnt offering himself. Just as Saul was finishing with the burnt offering, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet and welcome him, but Samuel said, "What is this you have done?" Saul replied, "I saw my men scattering from me, and you didn't arrive when you said you would, and the Philistines are at Michmash, ready for battle. So I said, 'The Philistines are ready to march against us at Gilgal, and I haven't even asked for the Lord's help.' So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering myself before you came. How foolish, Samuel exclaimed. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. Had you kept it, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom must end. For the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's commands. And we all know who that is. Israel's military disadvantage. Samuel left Gilgal and went on his way, but the rest of the troops went with Saul to meet the army. They went up from Gilgal to Gibeah in the land of Benjamin. When Saul counted the men who were still with him, he found only 600 were left. Saul and Jonathan and the troops with them were staying at Geba in the land of Benjamin. The Philistines set up their camp at Michmash. Three raiding parties soon left the camp of the Philistines. One went north toward Ophrah in the land of Shual. Another went west to Beth Horon, and the third moved toward the border above the valley of Zeboim near the wilderness. There were no blacksmiths in the land of Israel in those days. The Philistines wouldn't allow them for fear they would make swords and spears for the Hebrews. So whenever the Israelites needed to sharpen their plowshares, picks, axes, or sickles, they had to take them to a Philistine blacksmith. The charges were as follows: a quarter of an ounce of silver for sharpening a plowshare or pick, and an eighth of an ounce for sharpening an axe or making the point of an ox goad. So on the day of the battle, none of the people of Israel had a sword or a spear except for Saul and Jonathan. The pass at Michmash had meanwhile been secured by a contingent of the Philistine army. All right. Well, let's see. I did a highlight just a little bit. Starting with Saul was in first verse. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 42 years. So I don't know how this timeline is set, you know, the 42 years that he's in there, but apparently, you know, they're having battle with, you know, the Philistines. I did highlight in the end of 3. Well, I guess we could do soon. Okay, so in 3, soon after this, Jonathan attacked and defeated. So Jonathan is Saul's son. So that was at the end of 2. Jonathan attacked and defeated the garrison of Philistines at Geba. The news spread quickly among the Philistines, so Saul blew the ram's horn throughout the land. And he says, all Israel heard, Hebrews, hear this, rise up in revolt. All Israel heard the news that Saul had destroyed the Philistine garrison and that the Philistines now hated the Israelites more than ever. Well, that's nothing new, right? Because here we are in the middle of it again in this 2023. So the entire Israelite army was summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. Then Saul disobeys Samuel. So this is the beginning of the end for Saul, basically. So he sees that Samuel's not showing up. So Saul waits 7 days for Samuel. Samuel is as he instructed him, but he didn't show up. So Saul realized that his troops were rapidly slipping away. And he demands, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do the burnt offering myself. And that's not what's supposed to be done. So Saul sacrifices the burnt offering himself. Just as Saul was finishing with the burnt offering, who shows up? Samuel. Saul went out to meet and welcome him, but Samuel says, what is this you've done? Completely off the charts, not listening to what I told you to do. You should have waited. Be patient. Saul replies, you know, I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering myself before you came because, you know, I wasn't trusting in what God was telling me to do. Samuel says, you fool, you have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. Had you kept it, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom must end for the Lord, and I'm underlining this. This is big. For the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. That is David. We know that. So I underlined that. I highlighted it. I'm putting a little David next to it because that's who we know it is. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command. You didn't listen. Weren't obedient. Then this whole thing about the Philistines didn't allow the Israelites to have blacksmiths. So in order for them to, the Israelites, to have any kind of weapons or swords, they had to go to a Philistine blacksmith. Of course, they weren't going to give them any swords. So on the day of the battle, none of the people of Israel had a sword or spear except for Saul and Jonathan. So that was verse 22 and 23. The pass at Michmash had meanwhile been secured by a contingent of the Philistine army. So I think we're coming up to the story of David and Goliath. I think that's what we're coming up to. So, yep, we are. All right. I love this. This is like one of my favorite stories. So this is fun. This is exciting. And it's the end for today. So I am going to, as always, say this is the moment where if you have not turned your life over to Jesus, if you have not made him Lord of your life, this is your moment. Every day I give you the opportunity to say the prayer. It's not about me. You could say this prayer anytime you want. I'm just merely saying it now because if you're here listening and you feel like God's been calling you, then maybe this is your moment. So I'm going to lead you in the prayer of salvation. It's not about me. It's about you. You and your beliefs and what your heart is and your relationship with God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It is his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into this wonderful family of Jesus. You are now adopted in. God hand chose you to become a part of this. So we always say, mark it down. Today's a day of celebration. We always tell you to put it in your Bible, maybe under today's reading, inside your cover, on your phone, on your wall calendar, however you do it. But make sure that you know that today was your day of salvation. You were forgiven, you are free, and you have the gift of everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. No better way to end your day as far as I'm concerned. So if you did, accept Jesus, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us by email, lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can leave a message for us on Facebook, Instagram, however you want to get in touch with us. We're on YouTube now. Again, we started posting our videos, so that's another way that you can watch or listen. But we always strongly suggest that you get involved with a church, find a pastor who can answer your questions, and get involved with your church. Volunteer, join a ministry, join a Bible study, start a Bible study. If you want to use this, you're more than welcome to. This is free. Mission work, but pray about it. Figure out what God has in store for you. And start living for Jesus. Be the hands and feet. So that's it for today. As always, I am blessed and I'm thankful that you were here. I don't know what time of day it is. Morning, noon, night, have no idea. Just glad you're here. I don't even know if you're in the same year or month as I am. I have no idea. But I'm just glad that you're here. So God bless you. Have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow.